North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A search resumes tomorrow for Joseph Couch, the suspect in a series of shootings on I-75 in Kentucky. But authorities found something else.
It's the weapon and about 1,000 rounds of ammunition, most of which we have recovered.
Captain Richard Dalrymple of the Laurel County Sheriff's Department says that is the weapon they believe was used in the shootings. Five people were shot and wounded. Two others were injured in a car crash. 2 days to the second presidential debate of the 2024 election, the first one for Kamala Harris. The vice president has been focused on debate prep in Pennsylvania. Former President Trump says he usually doesn't do formal prep. He's meeting instead with advisors. The debate Tuesday night will be moderated by ABC's David Muir and Lindsay Davis. The Gulf Coast is bracing for a tropical storm, even a hurricane, which could impact the Texas and Louisiana coast later this week. It would become Francine. This is ABC News. A member of a prominent Republican family is explaining why she and her father will vote Democratic this presidential election.
Former Republican member of Congress Liz Cheney saying she has no choice but to vote for Democrat Kamala Harris for president, telling ABC's This Week.
This is not a president who believes in the rule of law. This is a president who will use violence to achieve his own ends. And I think that the potential of the damage that he could do were he elected again is significant.
Cheney saying her first vote cast was for Ronald Reagan in 1984, but saying there's absolutely no chance if he were alive today that he would support Donald Trump. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The CEO of Waffle House has died. Walt Amer joined the Atlanta area company in 1992. He became president in 2006 and the CEO in 2012. The mayor of Atlanta says his leadership, dedication, and warmth touched the lives of many, even far from the restaurants. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th, thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go, always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Here, this is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The song we sang, and I like the way you move. soul. Hand me the keys to ignition. On the way, rock and roll. Listen, lucky for my wallet, she was self-made woman. Never need a thing from me. Just a few burnt hours, she done won't call the flowers.
A stone cold fact, and I guess I wonder, I try so hard to understand how she makes room for me in the palm of her hand. Thank you.
keep her happy every day, yeah. Well, there just ain't no way. Sometimes I wonder, I try so hard, hard to understand how she make room for me in the palm of her hand.
Max Inc. Radio, we call it the Double Dip. Welcome to the After Hours here on Civic Media. Rascal Theory will be live on September 14th, and that's who we just double dipped with. For you that are keeping track, that's next weekend at the Red Rooster on the east side. Speaking of all the local stuff, this half hour, it's brought to you by our sponsor, Carbon 4 Brewing Company, located on the east side of Madison, making high-quality beers with the best ingredients they can find. Visit their tap room and try exclusive creations by their brewers, plus sample some of the local snacks and live music. That's carbon4.com. Now let's get back at it. Cat the Hurricane releases this next song on October 4th, so in about a month or so. And it's going to be at the High Noon Saloon. This is Caffeine and Alcohol. Heard first stuff right here on Max Inc. Radio.
Take on the world. Right now I'm taking on myself. Incessantly haunted by the things that I want loved. Secondhand smoke and rum on my clothes. I can still smell him. Is this the caffeine?
Is this the caffeine and alcohol in my blood? Or is it some kind of divine punishment? 'Cause I said I'd be okay this time. I tried, I lied, I still get high off of coming undone. Sucking in smoke and rum on my clothes, I can still smell. That's all it is.
Expecting there to be slow decay, walking straight into a bright light as the final music fades. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around. Take a bow.
that. Two amazing local Wisconsin bands in a row. We keep all the local stuff in a row. And how do we do that? Well, we do it because we are local music and we are Max Inc. Radio in the after hours. You heard from the Mascot Theory, who just announced all their Flannel Fest things for you to plan this November. More information's out there on the social media. Just type in Max Inc. Radio. Next up, Linda and the Zeros, who are live at the Rooster right now. In fact, this is Time on Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
5 love when they're doing live stuff. And speaking of that live stuff, before that was Linda and the Zeros, who just wrapped up their live show tonight. Hey, if you're on your way home back from that show, let us know how it went. Use that Civic Media app. There's a button right there after you select your favorite Civic Media radio station. You can email us, call us, or maybe even text me. I would love to know what local band you saw tonight, or maybe who you're planning on seeing next week. That's because we're cool like that. Thanks for tuning in to the After Hours of Max Inc. Radio. Michael Darling takes us to break right here on the Civic Media Network. brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole. Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Well, I'm gonna take my guitar and leave this town. I'm gonna find me a new place to hang around. Baby, I ain't coming back for a long, long spell. My guitar wants to see a new place, and I guess, baby, you gotta see a new face. So I'm gonna be too far to reach my mail. Yeah, well, I tried to change you, but what's the use? You're a red hot mama and you're on the loose. You never tire of the honky tonking around. My big guitar is ringing pretty low, all tuned up and ready to go. So goodbye, baby. I'm Carolina bound. Oh, guitar, let's go. Turn me down. You thought I'd always be around, but I'm telling you, woman, you got a lot to learn. Cause me and my guitar, we're gonna be gone. We're gonna be too far to reach my phone. In the honky tonks, have it on sale time. Hey, well, the guitar singing and talking pretty loud. Sure feels good to get away from your crowd. I'm headed south to where I know a gal named Dinah. Hey, and if the creeks don't rise and the weather stay fair, it won't be long until I get there. My hometown in the state of North Carolina. We'll be right back.
watch you kiss him on the head, say it's okay. It's just a sign of the child. Say it's okay. It's just a sign of the child. Yeah, they tell you who to be, who you are, what to eat. They'll say some stuff I got above. They tell you who you cannot love, say it's okay. Just a sign of the chance.
That commercial break was just a memory after back-to-back local Wisconsin twanginess brought us to the local stuff here on Max Inc. Radio. This half hour, the local music is brought to you by Herbal Aspect. Now, three locations in Madison, Winnebago Street, University, and Gammon Road, or online always at herbalaspect.com. Little Earthquakes now in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. We'll be right back. Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. That was Lake Street Dive. You can see them and hear them, most importantly, as they do live stuffs right here in Madison on September 24th at Breeze Stevens Field. And who knows, you might get to sit right next to Mr. Rob Roberts. Hey, that's me. We couldn't do all this local stuff without our sponsors like Salvatore Tomato Pies, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza, and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatoretomatopies.com. Sam Lyons now in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio, because we are local music.
Take it back to where we started from. Don't know if I could ever go back to where I was. Take a trip.
That's going to do it for me. Another After Hours of Max Inc. Radio on the chart on the wall. See, right there, there's a big check. Megan Rose, she's going to take you to break. Make sure you follow along with us next week right here on the Civic Media Network. See you next week, everybody. Yeah.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.